Hey guys, guess who's back with another one?
All right, I'm here with my friend Mitali.
Hey.
All right, and today we're going to be talking about why race is such a touchy topic because I feel like it really shouldn't be, but it is. But
it really shouldn't be.
I think, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are going to take offense to this, but like the one reason. Like why race is such a touchy topic, like I came up with, is that like, I don't know, just like white people, you know?
Yeah,
that's
the obvious answer. Like,
yeah.
But like, I mean, they're directly tied to it. So like,
right.
It's, but yeah, like I know that there's like many reasons why it could be. And I feel like all those reasons combine and just make it like very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But like one of them, I feel like is, like lack of exposure to like other cultures and
right.
races.
Right.
Yeah, like especially like where we're from, it's, you know, we grew up in like a majority like white community. And I don't know, like I realized like they, like the people I grew up around, maybe they were a little bit less like open to exploring like other cultures
right.
or like talking about it, or I would notice they would get a bit more nervous around it. While like mm-hmm. when I went to college, like, you know, a lot of my friends, I like, came from all different like areas and districts, and you know, people that were a bit more exposed, like
mm-hmm.
they were super chill like talking to
yeah.
me about it. So yeah, I just noticed that.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I was gonna say like the same thing. And I remember just like specific instances in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I can't remember this girl's name, but I remember in sophomore year geometry class.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this like is like related to what we're talking about, but I remember this one girl, she's like talking to her friend and she was describing this one guy that like, I was like kind of, I wasn't really close with him, but like some of my other friends knew him and he was also black.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she was describing him like, oh, you know, like the black Sammy. And I asked her like, oh, why are you whispering that? She's like, oh, you can't say that out loud. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh my
you can't
God.
Describe someone as like a black person as black. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so, people think it's so sensitive,
yeah.
but it's really not.
That,
yeah, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say like, I always noticed that. And I thought to myself, like, that's weird. But I'm like, well, everyone else is being sensitive about it. So should I be sensitive about it? Cause like, I'm not black, but I could still
right.
recognize like, you're being so weird. Like why is it such a bad thing
it's
to
so
call someone
weird.
Black? I don't understand.
And I remember, I don't want to say a name, but I doubt she's listening. I don't want to say her name. There's this one girl, I think, who sat across from me in French class, like last, senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like she was talking about how all of her friends did, like do the same thing, and she would tell her friends like it's literally not offensive to call a black person black.
Exactly.
Like it's literally like what is so, and that also ties into like the idea of white people trying so hard to be woke. Do you know what I mean? Like
oh,
they're
yeah.
trying to be, and I understand, right? And in theory, it's not necessarily too bad because, like, you always want to err on the side of caution, right?
Exactly.
But it's just, like, use your brain. How
yeah.
is calling a black person
yeah.
black offensive?
Yeah.
What, like, about it is offensive?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not any other race.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
Like, I feel like they're sort of walking on eggshells around
yeah.
it. And that's not what woke is. I don't know, I feel like woke is, I guess, well, quote unquote woke is like literally saying how things are as they are, like bringing
yeah.
up the problems to light, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah, but oh
yeah.
my gosh, yeah, it's just so annoying. And just like, and even it's not only just like white people too, right? Like I could remember times where I wouldn't want to talk about it because I'm around white people. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, mm-hmm.
like because I guess it's probably just because of like where we grew up and in like a predominantly white area.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I want to make sure that white people are comfortable and white, like I can spare their feelings or whatever by not talking about race.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Versus
yeah.
like we should be talking about it, especially us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't be bouncing around trying to please or make people comfortable just because they're uncomfortable. Okay, well, to get out of that, like, uncomfortable loop, you just have to start talking.
Yeah, and I think that's a legitimate thing. Like, I mean, I heard this about, like male and female, but it's still similar because it's still, like, the oppressed versus, like, the higher whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I saw, like, it was, like, a thing on TikTok where it was, like, women are more likely to move out of the way if they're, like, walking, like, in front of a man.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, like, built into your mind to, like, be mindful of the other group. And I feel like that still could affect us in a similar way. Like, like we're going to be more mindful. Like we want them to be more comfortable and, like, we'll adjust the behavior.
Right.
Less so, maybe. I don't know.
It's just so weird. And also, like, people just don't really know how to talk about race. I don't know. I don't want to say properly, but just, like, maybe just in a way that's comfortable. But I think to get there first, like, you have to dive into the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think, I can't even remember his name, but there's this one, I think he used to be a football player, but now he's just, like, a spokesperson, motivational speaker, whatever. And he, like, started this whole thing, like, I think it's called, like, talks, like, uncomfortable conversations with a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, I think he sat down with police officers during, I think it was last year, mm-hmm. during, like, how everything was going on. And he was just talking, and he had them talk about, like, oh, well, their experience with people of different races and compared to their occupation, all that. Like, that is just so, I really applaud that because he has the platform to be like, you know what? All this is going on with police officers. Let's get their input
mm-hmm.
and, like, shut down all of their preconceived notions because, you know, most of it is wrong.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know. I just really thought that that was interesting. And at first when I saw it, I was like, ooh, wow, we're really going to get some, like, hectic feedback or whatever. But it's good to just really bite the bullet and be like, well, this is a very uncomfortable situation. Let's just talk about it. You know, mm-hmm. and then
you need to, like, rip the Band-Aid off.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, like, what you said from before, where people really aren't exposed to different cultures and ethnicities and whatnot. Like, I remember I saw on Facebook this one girl, she was calling out, like, her racist parents. Like, she secretly took a video of her arguing with, like, her parents. And, like, her parents, I think her dad was saying, like, oh, like, they're all just poor. Like, he was talking about black people. Like, oh, they're all just poor. They want to get out of poverty that they can. They just choose to be there, all that. And she was, like, going back and forth, saying, like, no, that's not true. Da, da, da. And then her mom, like, broke out some statistics of, like, how many poor people were black versus white. And she's saying, mm-hmm. like, oh, see, it's just a choice. And I found that so, right? It's just so interesting, right? Because I'm sure a lot of people here in our area think like that because black people, brown people, people of color are just a statistic, right?
Exactly.
So, like, when we bring up, oh, well, racism is systemic and all this other stuff, and there's so many reasons why
mm-hmm.
mostly black people are stuck in the cycle of poverty, they're like, oh, well, no, because it's easy for them to just accept numbers. Versus us saying, okay, well, no, like, the government XYZ and, like, policies keep us in the loop of poverty mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. So I feel like that's another reason why it's just so hard to bring it up to people because, like, they really don't understand or they don't want to understand because it's just too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah. No, I see that.
Yeah. But I want to talk about the Texas bill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know too much about it, but the general gist of it is that there is a bill in Texas that was
to ban critical race theory to be taught in schools.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And it's just like, what year are we living in?
Exactly.
Like, what?
Like the whole idea behind it is, again, as you said earlier, like, to not make people hate America. And again, like,
oh my God.
And like, or like to show that America is great, but like, mm-hmm. but like greatness, it's not equal to like diminishing like the negative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's not what greatness is. Like you're exactly. not showing that America is great by that. You're just, it's just propaganda.
Exactly.
To uphold like white supremacy.
Oh my God. It's just, it's so strange. And like, I always think of Germany and like, how they recognize
mm-hmm.
The reign of Hitler and like the Nazi party and everything. And like, you simply can't do anything related to that. And it's just like, why is it so hard for us to be like, oh wow, like, okay, yeah, we were very, very racist then, still very racist mm-hmm. now. So can we like not, you know, so can we like not uphold these white supremacist policies? Can we not, can we like hold the white supremacists accountable? All that, like, why yeah. is it so hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're sort of just sweeping it under the rug. Like, it's like they're kind of procrastinating addressing the issue. And then as time goes on, it's just going to be like swept more and more under the rug.
Yeah.
I feel like if they keep adding these types of policies and bills.
Right. And like, I don't know, like, who do they think they're trying to benefit? You know what I mean? Like, this yeah. isn't, it's not like, I don't know. I keep seeing like compilations of people on Fox News saying like, oh, the left thinks that America is racist. It's just like, okay, well, you keep hearing it and you wonder why, you know
exactly.
what I mean? Like, it's like, you never stop and think, oh, you know what? I wonder why like people are actually saying this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most white people think that it's an attack on them. And it's like, you have to realize, right? Mm-hmm. If you live in America, you automatically will have like racist tendencies, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are things when I was mm-hmm. younger that I would say that is
yeah,
racist.
Me too.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, wait. Like, as I got older, it's like, okay, oh, wait. Like, I actually can't say mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like social conditioning. Like, it just, you exactly. can't help it until you get older and maybe develop critical thinking skills. If you
exactly.
do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you do. It's just like, you have to accept that you are racist in some shape or form, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, I think Ariel has said this before, like, you just, it just proves that you're worse than you thought you were. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's okay. It's just, now that mm-hmm. you acknowledge that, you can get better. You can do
yeah.
better. And they're obviously not acknowledging, like, oh my God, this is so frustrating. Like, that happened. Slavery happened. Like, people
yeah.
literally traded Black people as slaves. That happened. That happened.
Wait, so banning critical race theory, is that also, I feel like that's also gonna, like it's also gonna limit, like, the knowledge that they have, like, of slavery, too. I
yes,
like.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because, like,
oh my God.
Like, it's just so strange. And then even...
Wow.
I don't know. And just like the fact that I feel like a lot of people learn about like different races through their textbooks, through like the internet, right?
Yeah, again.
Which is so, again, like.
Like it's a statistic or like a number.
Exactly.
Just like some other entity somewhere
yeah.
in the world that exists.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
Like I saw this one post on Instagram that was like, it was like a textbook and it was saying how Black women don't feel as much pain because we just have like a higher pain tolerance.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think someone was like in med school or something related to like medical practice and whatnot. And it's just like imagine uh-huh. if someone didn't surround themselves with a lot of Black people or a lot of other like people from different backgrounds, they would believe that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's so strange that they would actually just believe that instead of being like, that doesn't seem right.
And I know that, at least from what I've heard and mm-hmm. seen from, like, listening to Black people,
uh-huh.
like, a lot of them don't trust, like, medicine or, like, doctors and
yeah.
medical system because of, like, the history.
Right,
and
yeah.
I have, like, a personal, like, anecdote about this. So, like, obviously I'm not going to drop names. So I shadow this doctor and I've been doing it for a few months and he's like almost blatantly racist.
Oh, like, are you still like with him shadowing?
I occasionally do, but like there's other doctors that are nicer, so I started shadowing them.
Okay.
But the one that I, the one that I was earlier, like, so he has a son that goes to goes to our old high school,
uh-huh.
and like during the whole Black Lives Matter uh-huh. protests and stuff, like the school sent out emails to, like, parents and kids, like just like yeah. talking about like racism and like mm-hmm. how they want to address it in the school and all that. And like he got like he was like on his computer while I was sitting across from him, like just checking his email, and he got like upset over that email and he wanted to respond, and I don't know if he actually did or not, but he wanted to respond that like it was something along the lines like, oh, like, you know, these times have been really hard for young white conservative men as well. Like, you know, my son has been like, you know, he's been like made fun of for his beliefs. He was typing that up. And there was another nurse that's like also racist and like they're like friends or something. And she was encouraging that. She was like, yeah, like you should send that email. Like they should know that this is what's happening. And I'm like, I'm sitting right there and I'm like, obviously not, obviously a person of color. Like what? Do you guys just think I'm okay with that? Like,
right? I would literally sit there and just laugh. Like if I was in your position, I would be like crying from like not being able to laugh.
Yeah.
That's just so, I mean, I get it. Okay. Like I struggle with like finding the medium between, staying in my own beliefs and being like, okay, mm-hmm. well, being conservative is wrong or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And being like, it's whatever you believe, XYZ, but if you're conservative and not racist, whatever, but if you're conservative and racist, it's just like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be like, okay, we can all exist and try and have civil conversations. But then again, in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to have a conversation with or put a pedestal or like put people on a pedestal who are racist. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give a platform to those exactly. who are going to speak out like against mm-hmm. me and other races. Like that's not mm-hmm. what I'm here for. I don't have the energy for that.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah. Yeah. And like,
it's so speechless.
And as much as, you know, I was angry and I highly mm-hmm. dislike that doctor. Like again, like I can still, as bad as they are, I can still try to put myself in their shoes,
right.
like knowing that they're not exposed to different people, knowing mm-hmm. that like they feel attacked because like people hate Trumpies and whatever. Mm-hmm. And also, of course I'm not saying this as a way to like not criticize these racist people, mm-hmm. like absolutely criticize them as much as possible.
Right.
But like one thing I wanted to recognize is like, you know, a lot of places, especially in the South, that mm-hmm. you know, like those small little like white towns in Alabama, like they're not like their schools don't educate them on these things. And I mean, I still think it's their responsibility to like, again, like be a critical thinker and mm-hmm. realize, but I do understand that there's like this difference in education. Like there's like a gap.
Right.
Now, yeah. I feel like that also ties into like class and whatnot. Like, you know, like
right,
the more
yeah.
poor areas are not getting yeah. the same education. But of course, yeah. Like I just consider that, you know what
uh-huh.
I mean?
Yeah.
But still criticize them at the same time.
Right. It's so interesting. Okay, I'm going to digress for a second. Because I remember last summer, just like going off of the part where you said, like, there's also an issue of a class and mm-hmm. Like in certain parts of the South, we're not getting like the same education that we are up here mm-hmm. in New Jersey. But like, I remember I was talking with one of our other friends last summer, and I think we were talking about property tax and the connection to like how well the area is and how well like schools are doing in that mm-hmm. one area. Cause like, where we live, it's like, depending on which website you look at, it's mm-hmm. either like, we live in like the third or the fifth richest county in like the US.
Yeah.
So like, and then I also looked up mm-hmm. that property tax goes towards education,
mm-hmm.
right? So like, let's say you live in an area that's like not as wealthy and it's like kind of around like the poverty line, I would assume that the schools, like the education isn't going to be as good because there's not as much money funneling into the education. And then I don't know where else like they would get it from, probably like government or whatever, but I don't know how much they could siphon off for those areas where that has like bad education. And then I was also thinking about how like certain things in that area make like will raise or lower the property tax. So let's say like there are certain areas I know in like the Midwest, like the property tax isn't so high because there's a lot of like mining and drilling. So yeah, I don't know. I just digress, but that it's just so it's dumb that that's the reason why we went to like a blue ribbon school. You know what I mean? It's because like all these people are rich and then the property value went up and then you could put more money into education versus like in other areas, it's just like a whole cycle of you're not gonna get the proper education. You know what I mean?
No, and that also goes into like the cycle of why like it's also like generations of like Black people are under like still stuck in the same position, and it's because again not getting the same resources because there are literal policies against them, and like and also I wanted to talk about like when you said that like Hunter, like our county is the fourth richest county or whatever. When I remember back like a couple of years ago when I like learned that, I couldn't believe that. Like because, and I think that's just a perfect example of like how like we're just stuck in this bubble because I seriously couldn't believe that. I'm like, wow, like this is it, like this is the best of the best. Like you know what I mean? And like that was before I became more conscious of class. And I feel like that was one of the things that did make me more conscious, like realizing that like this reality that I have, this is not normal. And I was like, you know what I mean? It's like when you're younger, you think this is normal. And then of course, as you get older, you're like, wow. But yeah, that was a big moment when I was like in middle school, like, damn, something is up.
Something's up, But even, I just thought about something else. Cause like how I was saying from before, like it's not only just white people who are afraid to talk about race. It is, you know, some people of different races, right? And I feel like I'm that way because of the access to whiteness and being around white people and being in the certain class, like financial class that we are in. And I don't know, like just thinking back to like a lot of my family members are, you know, like wealthy still, and just thinking about some of the conversations that like would go on. Like I don't really, like my mom doesn't really talk about race. It's not, I feel like it's not touchy for her, but like whenever we talk about race, it's so different. Like for example, me and Ariel talk about race, it's like kind of like we're doing right now. But if like my mom was to talk about race, it's like, it's kind of different. It's like, I don't know. It's because like we've had such access to whiteness, and I think whiteness is like inherently so locked and so like locked away and like out of touch with reality in different races, obviously. Like she doesn't really like to talk about it. I can't I can't really explain it too well, but do you know what I'm saying?
No, I see what you mean. Like like I see the same thing with my parents, and like and like I'm also mindful of like even within like the people of color community, like there's still a like somewhat of a hierarchy within that. And that's why like I like to use the term like BIPOC or whatever. I just feel like that sort of is like more of the reality. But yeah, so I feel like their view of it is going to be different.
Because
of that, you know.
Oh my gosh. And I think also it's not like just because of class, but I think it's because my mom had a different experience. Like she grew up in Barbados, obviously an island of Black people, right? So there she wasn't the minority. And then, I mean, she was living in poverty and then she came here and like, you know, forced herself out of it. So I think when it comes to race, it doesn't really amount up to anything because like, she did everything regardless of race. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, there are some times where she'll tell me stories of how she's the only Black female in the workplace, and like she just does her own thing no matter what, like no matter where, no matter if people are saying like, oh, the girly is here, because I know I remember some stories where she walked into an office and she's the only female and people are like, oh, they sent the girly in, or she's the only Black person in the room and people make comments and she just like has to push through it because that's her job and she wants to move up, you know what I mean? So I totally understand that, and I don't think it's necessarily like touchy for her. It's just the way that she talks about it is like, she's, how do I even explain this? The way that she talks about it, she's like, oh, well, like race shouldn't matter because it didn't matter to me and I was still able to move up. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
And like, she's able to fight against the systemic oppression.
Yeah.
But while there, there are many people who are still fighting against it and losing.
Yeah, like good for her for like doing that and being a strong, independent woman. But like she's one story of so many.
Yeah.
And I mean, of course there are people obviously that fight the systemic oppression, but that's gonna be rare, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because you can clearly see the patterns, like clearly see nothing's changing. So and also I feel like sometimes white people like use these stories, like for example, like your mom, like as examples, like, oh, if this Black person can do it, why can't you?
Oh my gosh, like the example that I gave from before where the girl was like secretly recording her argument between her and her parents, like her dad said exactly that. She was like, or he was like, oh, like there are many rich Black people out there who could do it, like why don't all these other people do it, all that. And it's just like, what? Like, and it's so weird, right? Because it's not, it's majority Black people or just BIPOC in, like, you know, within the poverty line or below. But there are, like, white people at that line, too. You know what I mean? Who are poor and can't get out of it just for whatever reasons. And, like, no one's saying anything about that. You know what I mean? No one's saying like, oh, well, this one white person could do it. Like, why are these group of white people still below? It's just like, white people get to be A through Z. While if one Black person does it or doesn't do it, then it's like, well, none of us can do it. Or none of us, or like everyone's expected to be X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I feel like not only do they compare it to like Black people that quote unquote made it, they also compare to like, I feel like Asians.
Oh really?
Yeah. No, I feel like because you know the whole like model minority myth.
Yeah.
And like people are like, oh, like Asians are people of color too, and they did it. Which by the way, there's a complete different, like they came to America in a completely different way. It wasn't through exploitation and slavery and free labor.
Exactly.
Like most of, I mean, obviously not all, but I'm saying a large chunk of like Asian Americans that immigrated here were already like from wealthy families in Asia, which is why they were able to come here.
Or like
the only reason, like why, like in order to be accepted and like get visa or whatever into the US, like they usually accept people that are highly educated, like
interesting.
to come in or like they're promised a job already,
right,
which is why you see a lot of like Indians and like Chinese people in like IT,
right?
So
yeah,
so like they're coming in a different way, you know what I mean? So you can't compare that, like it makes absolutely no sense, and that's why the model minority myth is a myth. I'm a good example of it. Okay,
right,
like,
yeah,
I'm not as smart as
No, I think you are. Like, what are you talking
about?
Okay,
no, not smart. There's a difference between being smart and being like productive. That's
what
I'm saying. yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's so interesting. And like even the whole like Meghan Markle thing. I don't know. I mean, I didn't read too much into it, but there are a lot of people, oh my God, what is his name? There's a reporter, I think he's a reporter or just some influential person in the UK. I think his last name is like Pierce or something. And on like this one talk show, they were talking about what Meghan Markle was going through and how I think one other reporter was saying like, oh, like what went on that made Meghan Markle and who's her husband again?
Harry.
Is it Harry?
Really, I think it's Harry. I love how we both don't know. No, like I'm bad with like pop culture. Like,
yeah, it's so bad.
Somebody,
but yeah, like Meghan Markle and her husband Harry, let's just say, wanted to leave like the royal family, and like the guy was saying, okay, well, let's investigate like what went on, and this like Pierce guy like ran off the show, like no, like we're not gonna talk about this, like I'm leaving XYZ, and like, why is it such a surprise to people that the royal family, of all families, of all people in the world, are like racist? Like, why is it such a shock? You know what I mean? Like, even Ariel, like she watches, like my sister Ariel, she watches The Crown, and she was saying the same thing. She was like, "Why are people so shocked that the royal family is racist?"
Yeah, and also like the royal family is literally, they're wealthy because of years of colonialism and imperialism, which is directly related to race.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like that's why they're the royal family in the first place, by robbing other countries, which most of the time are, actually all the time, are people of color.
Exactly. Like, oh my gosh. It's just so, like again, going back to the fact that like, people just don't want to accept that their great country or their great leaders, whatever, did something wrong. Because, you know, because like the royal family, they believe that these people are the descendants of like God or something, or not the descendants, but they were handpicked by God. And then they are to carry out like the word of the will of God and the Pope and all that. So it's like, oh, they can't do any wrong. They have. Yeah. And they, you know, and they will probably continue. But like, and that, like, I think that's another big reason why people really struggle, is because people that they hold so dearly in their minds did something wrong, you know, related to race or whatever. And then now they just want to shut up. They don't want to talk about it. Like, I can't really think of anyone in particular, but just like celebrities, there are a lot of celebrities who like everyone holds on like a pedestal or whatever, and then if they were to do something wrong, it's like, no, it's not really wrong, and you know, make up excuses for them. It's just like, they're literally people just like you. The only difference is that they're probably, you know, handsome or pretty, and someone took note of that, and now they're famous and whatnot. I mean, there are certain people who actually have talent and they're good looking, but like, it's just like, you can't be doing that because they're just people too. And then you're at, like, they're actually hurting other people, you know, by saying racist things or whatever. So it's just so dumb. But yeah, the whole thing with the UK and the US, like, especially us, just trying to hide years of racism, like, that's not going to do anything. Like, we're literally going to be all doomed if we continue to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, it doesn't, to be great, right, isn't to say, well, oh, you know what, here's a pile of dust, let's sweep it under the rug. People notice that there's dust under the rug because it's going to pile up, right? Like, you can't just dismiss these things and be like, oh, well, we're so great while hiding these things. Yeah, we made some mistakes in the past, right? Okay, let's talk about it. Let's address it.
Yeah.
Let's, like, if you keep ignoring it, we're just doomed to repeat it, and then we'll never achieve this so-called greatness that you call yourselves.
Yeah.
That's
like,
on period.
Yeah. And, like, I also wanted to talk about, like, go back to the royal family again. And I, like, some people are like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't hate on the current royal family because, you know, just because their ancestors were colonizers doesn't mean that, like, it doesn't have anything to do with them. And I'm like, I understand that, like, of course, like, like your ancestors aren't you, but right. but it does have something to do with you because you're reaping the fruits right. of their labor of like colonization, like, yes. like you're benefiting from what your ancestors did as a yes. white person. So it yes. it does have something to do with you. You know what I mean?
Exactly. If you're like perpetuating what they actually put onto other people, like
yeah,
exactly. Like it's not. It's not necessarily certain people, it depends. Like sometimes it's not your fault that you're racist, but it'll always be your fault if you don't address it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just taking a look at what some people said from Instagram, see if there's anything new. So mm-hmm. Ariel said, my sister Ariel said cancel culture. And I think that Ooh, is like okay. another, yeah, that's like another big one because, and I do think, oh, I'm always so scared to like say this, but yeah, there are some Black people, for me personally, some Black people especially, who get very, 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 very sensitive. And I'm going to give you a good example.
Okay.
I'm not, okay, yeah.
No, you go first. I'll okay. go first. Yeah, you go first.
I'm not going to say any names, but I doubt this person is listening, but I'm not going to say any names. So this was at school. Where we work, we're hosting this like event called Spring Fest, and towards like the end of the festival, we had some people go up on like big stage and they were like performing. But in between the performances, there was one person who was just like supposed to be making like jokes or whatever. And he wanted to make jokes based on like the calendar. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, mm-hmm. but he was like looking at the holidays, right? And since there's been a big push for like Juneteenth to be a big like holiday, it mm-hmm. was like showing up on his calendar. And he was like, oh, Juneteenth, like Juneteenth, I don't know what that is. I'd have to ask my parents about that. I'm not sure what that is. And one of my coworkers who is Black, like got offended somehow. Mm-hmm. And then like one of our supervisors, like she like told one of our supervisors, and one of our supervisors like went up and talked to him and XYZ. And like she was telling me about it, and in the moment, like I didn't know what to say because I asked her like, okay, like what went on, like what did he say that was offensive, and she was saying like, oh, like, he didn't know like what it was about and all that, and like in the moment, like in my head, I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, what else? Like, okay, he didn't yeah. know, you know what I mean? Like, like that's not really offensive, but it like in the moment, I was just like, okay, ha, yeah. like whatever. But yeah, I think there are people of color who are just very sensitive. We're not gonna, yeah. you know, very, very sensitive. Yeah. And it might just because of previous experiences. So I don't really mm-hmm. want to talk down to that and whatnot. Because yeah. if you're sensitive to it, then like, whatever, it's fine. But it can't be to a point where, like, as soon as someone says one wrong thing, they're immediately canceled. I mean, it depends on what it is, mm-hmm. obviously. But we need to hold people accountable. And once they own up to their actions, like, it's okay. You can still, like, keep an eye on them, but don't completely just, like, cancel them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like that I've always had a bit of a problem with, like, mm-hmm. liberal identity politics. And I'm not saying that identity politics is useless. Like, we should certainly call out any bigotry or hate speech or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like what people are doing is they're making identity politics their entire political vision. And I feel like that right. leaves you with politics with, like, a lot of division and, mm-hmm. like individualism.
Right.
And, you know, I think too much energy is put into, like, trivial things, which distracts people from focusing on structural change. You know yes, what I mean?
Yes.
And like I'm not advocating for like just focusing on class, like class reductionism. Uh-huh. But like, because you know, even if like say like even if there wasn't capitalism, racism will still exist, right?
Oh yeah.
But I think what people are not doing is they're not separating like systematic racism. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like they're not separating capitalism like with racism, because
right.
I feel like you know, racism, sexism, and ableism, like, they're all mediated through, like, the mode of production, like, which is capitalism, and you can't separate those things, but I feel like they are separating it, and, you know, call-out culture and cancel culture is just, like, it's all a distraction from the biggest problem ever, which is systemic change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. Wow. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a, a big, I feel like, yeah, the cancel culture one is, like, a big, like, overlaying idea. Someone else said, like, white guilt. So, yeah, it's, like, people feel guilty. Someone else said, I've noticed people are so uncomfortable to compare and talk about the privileges. That's, yeah, another one. That's another big one. And I feel like it's that one, before I was, like, a critical thinker or whatever, it seemed to me like it was just white people, but it's really anyone with privilege, right? Like, if you're Black, white, brown, Asian, whatever, because you have to notice that. So like I said from before, like, if you're isolated, you don't really have exposure to other races. It's like every other race is just a stat to you. And it's not like a reality that you have to like look into or accept. So to have to notice, like, oh, well, these people don't have the same privileges as me, or I have to step outside of my own comfort and my own privilege to help these people, it's, like, uncomfortable for people, you know? And, like, I mean, obviously, like, if you're privileged, you obviously want to lean into that, right? Like, no matter who you are. And that's not necessarily bad. It's only bad if you don't want to step outside and be like, oh, you know what? These people actually need help. And not just, like, not only just, like, in small ways, but, you know, we need to stand up and be advocates for them and say, well, we need to go to the government and say, okay, we need to get rid of these policies and enact new ones, you know? So that's another good one. All right. That is it for episode 4. If you listened to all of that, thanks for hanging around. We'll catch you on the next one, where we're going to be talking about high school. I think Metallie is going to be coming back for that episode, so you'll catch her there. We'll also have, I think we'll have another friend, and we'll probably have Ariel come back. I know I promised that, like, I think I said in my other episode that, like, I was going to have an episode where I was just going to be by myself. But honestly, it's a lot better and it's more fun when you have other people. So catch you on the next one. Hope you have a kick-ass day, and peace out.